This is the day the Lord has made. And so, because we know that God is part of our lives every day and that we're blessed every day, we count it as a joy to return to God a portion of what we've been given. The ushers will come forward to receive our offerings. Almighty and eternal God, all that we have, all we are, and all we shall ever become is a gift from you. Accept these gifts we give you. And we ask that you bless them and the givers to be used in service to your kingdom now and forevermore. Amen. I have 5 pages of prayer concerns. 3 of them are typed. That's why I often do bidding prayer, where I pray for categories of people instead of individuals, if you ever wondered. Also, bidding prayer allows you to add names that you didn't add while we were sharing our joys and concerns. You know, it's very important never to share during joys and concerns, or on our sheet that we have, a little sheet that's print that's out in the on the Welcome Center, where you can write down your prayers and concerns, joys too. But it's really important not to share somebody's name unless you have their permission, you know. It's like you never should post something on Facebook that somebody else hasn't posted for themselves. Somebody can see their name in print and go, I didn't want anybody to know that. And then, of course, you've betrayed their trust, and we never want to do that here. But what we can do when during this time of bidding prayer is that as I pray for a category of people, you lift their name up with the prayers of the faithful silently. So then, you know, Dick doesn't want me to publicly recognize that he's recovering from a fall, which I know isn't true. Then his name is silently lifted. And that's why we do this kind of prayer. But I also today want to pray for the folks who are taking up new positions in the church, leadership, as well as the folks who've been doing it for a long time. And for that reason, I've asked Letha to come up here and join me in prayer. Letha is the lay leader of the church. She's been doing that for 2 years, and she is retiring from that position, but not from everything.
Right.
And let me tell you a couple of the most important gifts that Letha has brought to this position. The lay leader's position is the hardest position in the church because it's the least defined. There's no real job description for it, and so the lay leader brings their best gifts and talents. And guess what Letha's best gift is? She doesn't think of it as a gift. She just thinks of it as normal. Her best gift is being the cheerleader of the church. Do you agree with me? Yeah. And that's so core to her personality. She didn't think of that as a great gift, but it is. She's excited and enthusiastic about the church. For that reason, she's brought the second thing, which is she gets our name in the paper every week. And that's an enormous gift. And she told me that she won't stop doing that. Isn't that great? That she's going to continue to be our public relations person. You didn't know that I actually got you up here to embarrass you, did
no,
I?
No, I didn't have no
idea. Yeah, didn't tell you that part. Well, we have a lot of people to pray for here. We have an administrative council to pray for, and Dick Franta chairs that for us. Thank you, Dick. We have a finance committee to pray for, and Wayne Motley heads that up. We have church staff to pray for. We have a board of trustees, and Steve Santmeyer's at the hospital with his dad. He chairs that. Staff Parish Relations Committee, Tim Strunk chairs that, and he's at home sick. We have the Committee on Lay Leadership, which is the only committee that I chair. We have an investment committee, and Dennis Atkinson chairs that. But listen to these other positions in the church.
You still want me up here?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. I do have something for you to do. I didn't call you up just to embarrass you.
All right.
And thank you. I did want to do that, too. Here are the church volunteer positions that aren't on this leadership roster that we post. Librarian, money counters, folder, greeter recruiter, cookie fellowship recruiter, picture directory, historian, fellowship meals, funeral meals, silvers meals, football and swim team meals, hospital visits, Easter and Christmas flower arranger, peanut butter and jelly, auditor, flower arrangements and wreaths, mural painting, choir members, bell choir members, scholarship committee, church and society, carpenters. Yeah, we have carpenters in the church. Inventory, summer organist, retired pastors, wedding coordinators, sign language interpreter, ushers, seamstresses, pro presenter, treasurer, sound technicians, projection technicians, security, fountain of information. Well, every church needs one of those. Publicity, communion stewards, Sunday school teachers, teen Sunday school, Salvation Army liaison, Blue Rose liaisons, webmaster, prayer chain, flute, Grace and Eggs, dulcimer, DVDs for the homebound, and I must have left the other page up on the pulpit. The danger in reading a list like this is it's never complete. So we have a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of other things. But are there some of the things I just read that you didn't know somebody does? Yeah. It takes crews and crews and crews to do the work of God in this place. And we're so grateful for all of you. So you're going to pray for them. Here's my mic.
I am?
Yeah. Hold it right up to your mouth.
You want me to pray now?
Yeah, dear God.
I can pray. I know how to pray.
Okay.
Gracious and loving Father, we do ask your assistance and help and your guidance in all that the people in this church do. We are small but many. We have many tasks to do, many things in your name. Every day we need you in our lives. And we need you to show us what our gifts are. Our gifts are many. Some are simple. Some are great. Our gifts are all different. But we all have gifts. We all have things to do. Ways that we can dedicate our lives to you and to make living in this world a better place. Lord, help all of these people. Help us all to do your will from day to day. Make us better Christians. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Would you join me in thanking Letha for her leadership these 2 years?
Is that it?
As I pray for categories of people, I'm going to include traveling mercies, and I assume you're going back to Florida at some point. It's good to have Bonnie and Dave with us here today. But as I pray for each category of persons, I'll say, Lord, in your mercy, and would you answer, hear our prayer. Oh God, it's been a new year, and this new year has not come in gently. There are tragedies aplenty already. We don't know what's ahead in the rest of the year, but fortunately, though we don't know what's in the future, we know you hold the future. So we trust it into your care. Help us to remember to leave things in your care and not to snatch them back again. Lord, for all your blessings, we give thanks, especially for the gift of a new year, a new start, a fresh, fresh year, a blank slate that we can write on. Help us not to mess it up. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for those who have been sick. We pray for those who have been in the hospital. We pray for those who suffer from chronic pain and chronic disease. We think especially of Leroy and Jean and Virginia. But there are so many more, Lord. We ask that you give them the gift of endurance and a relief from pain. Lord, in your mercy. There are many who have been affected by the storm in the south. We ask that you warm them, give them safety, and return them to their homes. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we never expected to be this close to the news, the national news. And though only 5 died in Fort Lauderdale, none should have died. And those 5 affect lives all the way across the United States. We pray for comfort for their families. Amidst disruptions to plans, now they're dealing with death. We pray also for those who were injured, not just in the shootings, but in the evacuation. We pray for those who were courageous and for those who were cowardly. For those who sought to shelter others and for those who trampled others. And we pray that if we were there, we would have been among the courageous. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are grieving, for those who have experienced great losses, that they might start the year with a sense of hope and a vision for the future. Lord, in your mercy. And we give you thanks for those who are back in rhythm and those who are back on their feet and those who are back at work and those who are back in our midst. We give thanks for those who are back, who have experienced your healing in body or mind or spirit. Lord, in your mercy, we ask for your equipping in this new year, that we might do your will. Those on the committees, those in ministry in this church, that we might see where you are already at work in our community and join you. Lord, in your mercy. We have the courage to ask all these things in Jesus' name and pray as he taught his disciples, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." I brought all these papers down here with me and didn't bring